This is the Be Memorable podcast. My name's Ty Erickson. I'll be your host. We'll be talking to the best of the best on how to be different, be unique, stand out from the crowd, and overall be memorable. In this episode, I have Amazon e-commerce and digital marketing expert Camden Lahargue with New Dawn e-commerce on to talk about how to utilize those three things to take your business to the next level. Let's get him on. Camden, welcome to the Be Memorable podcast. Thanks for taking a minute to join us today.
I appreciate you, man. It's good to be back.
Yeah, it'll actually be nice today because we'll be able to kind of jump off the path of some of our other episodes and get to talk about Amazon, which, you know, is probably something a little bit different for our clientele and the people that are listening to this. And it was actually something that was a little bit more new to me when we met, you know, to hear that there's ways for people to be more successful on Amazon. There's a lot of stories of people just going on there trying to do it themselves and, you know, nightmare stories similar to retail. So
for sure,
there'll be a lot of value, but just jumping right into it, tell us real quick what it is that you do.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for having me on first and foremost. I appreciate it. I've got some notes here, but I'm probably going to go off, but family's number one. Because of family, I started New Dawn e-commerce. Cool. New Dawn is a digital advertising agency, but we focus mainly on product companies on Amazon. And so anything in the appendage of Amazon and that beast of Amazon, we do it, we cover it. So it's advertising, SEO, all the optimization keywords, graphics, right? So all that stuff, the day-to-day. But the reason I got inspired to do that was because of my other product company. So I own a Montessori wooden toy company. So I understand from my client's point of view what they're asking for.
Yeah.
Because I've done it and I do it. And so it makes it a lot easier to manage an agency because I also have my own product companies. So
yeah,
I do that. Real estate, crypto, gold, silver. I love cars. So just, yeah, cool. That's me.
Yeah. That's awesome. Now tell me, so you specialize mainly in Amazon, but you do a little bit outside of Amazon too, if somebody needed some help, right? Or do you solely focus on companies that have products on Amazon?
Yeah, for sure. So like I said, because I'm a product seller, I've learned everything in this, not that I'm perfect, but I've learned kind of all the areas, right, holistically that I need to cover. So I do websites, we do the SEO, we'll do digital ads on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, whatever it is, Amazon obviously, but we also do manufacturing and sourcing too. So if people have questions or need help with a new product line or a current one because their prices landed here are too high, well, come to us. I have people all over the world that I work with. One of my biggest teams is in Bangladesh. So it's really easy for me to be able to go to them and say, hey, I've got this new product, go out and find a wooden toy. Right. And honestly, it's so easy because my team already knows the people on the ground. They go out and find it. I incentivize them by giving them a small cut that I pay. I don't transfer that on. And we can source products too. So
that's kind of awesome. Cool. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure there's a lot of people that have a need for that.
Tons, yeah.
Just so we can help identify if somebody's just starting to, you know, listen to this now, of they're kind of saying, okay, how does this episode add value to me? Does it apply to me or not? What kind of companies or products should be on Amazon? That way, if somebody, you know, currently has a product or they're thinking about a product, what types of companies or products should be on Amazon right now?
That's a good question. It varies. It does vary for sure. Cause if there's investment capital or you have the money to use, I would say go for it if you feel comfortable and you feel like your stomach's telling you to do it. But there are some that we stay away from. And I guess I could say the ones we don't touch just because of competition and because of rules. We don't do anything CBD, not because I don't believe in it, but just because it's really difficult. PPE, emergency gear, like any of that kind of, you know, hospital equipment, that stuff, it's really difficult. And then most food products are really hard on Amazon. There is a pantry section you can sell on, but we have a big seller here in Utah that sells in all the big grocery stores. And even they have a hard time on Amazon. So if that gives you kind of an idea, right? They're doing millions a year retail, but they tried to jump into Amazon, and they're doing a quarter of that probably, yeah. Which is still fine. But if that gives you an idea.
Yeah. Now, and these are more like Amazon's pretty much solely focused on like a physical product, right? They're not doing anything outside of that.
Not right now. I have seen and heard that they're going to start doing kind of an Angie's List approach where services can be marketed on there and you can have your own page, but that is going to be a slow rollout. And that's just coming from my internal sources. We have two agents at Amazon that we have dedicated to us, and they've told us little ins on that. So
yeah, just they're looking to do a little bit of everything. Yeah, that's interesting. What about whether a company's currently on Amazon or not on Amazon? What, in your view, what should people know about Amazon maybe before going, or if they're currently on, and you know, whether it's a good experience or bad experience, what have you found, or what should people know about Amazon?
Great, great question. What they should know is, in my opinion, how I always tell people is it's kind of, if you look at a staircase, mm-hmm. and you start at the bottom of stairs and you're starting to walk up the stairs to get to the top step. That is the same approach that I've taken and that all the other successful clients have taken when talking to us. It's in baby steps. So you can't just jump up to that top step, which in essence is Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Your first step is kind of doing your own efforts, marketing your own product on your website, trying your very best on Fiverr or some freelance website to get sales, word of mouth, that kind of thing. And then jump up to the next step. And the next step is like, okay, now let's focus on SEO. Let's focus more on brick and mortar stores, whatever your approach is. Honestly, Amazon is like 3/4 of the way up to the top, in my opinion, right? It does work for some other people. It depends on how much money you have to spend. Depends on your product. If you have a disrupting product that you can just enter into the market and disrupt the whole thing, sure.
Yeah.
But that's rare.
Yeah.
So I would say it comes in steps. Most people that are successful are making already $15,000 to $20,000 a month in revenue. That's when they're starting to make their way to Amazon.
Okay.
So that, if that kind of gives you a revenue, but once again, it's all kind of just based on you, your product, what you can spend, your risk, you know, there's a lot of different categories. So
a main thing would be too, I mean, in order to get into the Amazon game, you got to have capital. It's not something that someone's like, oh, I'm going to go start this product. And if they're going to go start it, they've got to have capital to start into the Amazon game, right?
Only on, yeah. If you're doing it yourself, advertising is going to be your biggest cost. And the other side is going to be the headache of needing to know it, because you need to know all these different realms that we've spent years and years as an agency learning.
Right.
Now, if you're going to pay an agency, it's absolutely worth it. It doesn't matter if you're making $10,000 a month or you're making $8 or $10 million a year. It's worth it to have an agency on a retainer base model or some type of percentage of sales, because your overhead hiring the amount of people needed for it is going to severely outweigh what you would pay an agency.
Gotcha.
Now you're going to run into sometimes the agencies, you might, you know, get hesitant because you're like, oh, they might not be dedicated or they might not care. Well, you know, that's up to you to find that right one. But, you know, I guess that, yeah, those are the
pros. Yeah, and just to clarify on that, and this is even for myself, but Amazon is its own animal, right? Like some people, like it's got its own marketing, it's got its own thing. Like you've got to have somebody that helps you navigate.
Absolutely.
All of the avenues of Amazon. It's not just, hey, I'm going to go in and put my product on and people can start finding it.
No, there's a whole, like, to give you an idea, you nailed it. It's just like Google. It's a search engine.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
So when you get on there to be on, yeah. So a little bit less than 300 million buyers go on Amazon per month.
Wow.
To give you an idea of the scale of how many people are on there. Right. And so in order to capture that, it's all broken into different areas or different markets. So toys or dogs or, you know, animals, right. Or health and wellness or food, whatever the category is within each one of those categories too. You've got a whole slew of people out there just going at your neck to try and make sure that they're at the top in their category and their keywords. And so in order to compete, you got to have a good advertising specialist. But in order to make the advertiser look good, you got to make sure your listing looks good. So what does that mean? You got to have good graphics and good optimizations on the SEO side, which we provide. But that's two employees just for optimization and graphics, right? And then advertising is another one. So there's three. So now you can see how it starts to add up. If you were to hire it yourself monthly, it adds up. If you're paying a $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 salary for a good person,
right,
you're $15,000 a month already in overhead, plus your taxes and your incentives for those employees. But an agency might charge you $3,000 to $5,000 a month, right? So you start seeing like, okay, it's probably worth it, but it goes back to what we said. You need to be making $15,000 to $20,000 already, or else you're not even going to compete.
Yeah, that is so interesting with it kind of being its own thing. I mean, I'm guessing there's a lot of people out there that just think they can come up with a product and go place it on there. But like you're saying, it'd be all similar to going and creating a website and being like, oh, they'll find me on Google.
Yeah, like, all the time.
No, they won't. There's millions of companies just like you that don't even, you know, essentially don't even exist. And Amazon would be the same way. Like you could have the best product on the market, but nobody's going to know about it.
Well, no one's going to see it because you don't have reviews. You're not marketing it well. Right.
Right.
But that's the good thing about the steps, right? The step model I was saying is if you start low, you have a good site, you work on conversions, and then you just put some money into Facebook ads, Instagram ads. For the most part, you could just run those nationwide and you're going to get sales. There's people out there that are going to buy, right? There's a little less than 350 million people in the United States, I think. A little bit less than that, but regardless, right?
You're saying they're linking when you're doing that other marketing, you're linking them to Amazon. They're not going to their website.
You could do either one. But the thing that I would suggest is in the early stages, I would throw those guys over to your site, build some sales there, build some brand recognition, brand awareness. Then once it's established, let them know, hey, we're going to do a retargeting campaign. You didn't like our site. Maybe you were unfamiliar with it or it didn't look like a welcoming place that you wanted to put your credit card. Here, how about Amazon? And we retarget them. They go to Amazon now. And that's where you can convert because everyone trusts Amazon.
Right, right. Yeah, that's interesting. So along those lines, what is the best way for someone to get started? And I say that not even for someone that's got a new product, but there's probably maybe people that have gone on and like listed the product, but they haven't really gotten started. So like what does that first step look like?
Yeah, there's two routes. So we do a free analysis. Most agencies probably do, but we do a free analysis that deep dives exactly where you're at, whether you're established or not. If you're established, that helps really, really well. But if you aren't, we have, like I said before, two agents that actually work at Amazon. And they are in charge of business development. So for free, you don't pay anything. We turn you over to them and we say, hey, here's this new account, this new company that's looking to launch, help them out. And their job is solely to get new sellers on Amazon for free. They don't pay anything, right? Because they have a quota. They're supposed to help these younger businesses get online because if they can do that, Amazon makes more money and they're happier. Yeah. So either way, I can help anyone. I can help someone from zero because I go to them. I can help an established company because that's what we do.
Gotcha. What about a company that's already on Amazon? What should they be doing, you know, in those beginning stages?
To grow?
If they're already listed and they're kind of saying, okay, great, I'm listed, but like we're not seeing any sales, like you were saying,
I would
go back to the marketing on the Facebook.
I would say if you're already on there, come to us and let's look at it and we deep dive it. Like we're not the same agency you would talk to, you know, around the corner. We don't just go out and headhunt everyone and want to have a ton of customers.
Sure.
My whole goal is to make sure that I have good customers underneath my team because I don't want to give up capacity for someone that's going to be unhappy in 3 months.
Right.
So we do the analysis to make sure, okay, this is a good fit for a minimum of a year. Right.
Gotcha.
And that's what we'll do for free. We go and do the analysis, hand it over to you. You bring it to your board of directors or whoever's in charge and say, this is actually a good move. This is what they can fix. This is the projection that they say that we can make in revenue based on the changes. Like we can deep dive all of it. And if we can't, we'll let you know. I mean, I do it all the time. I probably say no more times than I say yes to people. Not probably. I absolutely do.
Yeah. What about, and I know this is kind of a general question, but if somebody's on Amazon, maybe they're getting some sales, like how would they determine success? Is it as simple as, you know, the whole P&L approach of, hey, I'm selling. I mean, that's obvious, but maybe if they're in the beginning steps, middle steps, like how do they determine success on Amazon? Is it traffic? Is it dollar amount?
Yeah. That's a great question. I would say traffic, your page ranking too. So if you see that you're your seller ranking is starting to increase and you're starting to, you know, raise up on the page, you're getting more reviews, you're starting to get more clicks. Those are things that we start looking at in the early stages of, okay, mm-hmm. this is working. Then by month 3 or 4, you should start seeing some really good consistent traffic and money. And then by around month 6, 7, you're now making really, really good progress and really, really good money.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a long game. It's not, this is marketing, right? It's an investment. It's something that, it's like the stock market or cryptocurrency, right? You're putting money into it in hopes that something will hit.
Yeah.
Now we know what's going to hit. So it's not a guess game, because in the analysis, that's where we've said, yep, this is going to hit. Let's help you out.
Now tell me this, and this is off the path a little bit, but is there a lot of agencies, or there's a lot of people that are trying to sell get rich quick on Amazon, right?
All the time.
A lot of fly by night stuff out there that is claiming, you know, Amazon. And I just see so much stuff where it's like, yeah, become an e-commerce superstar today. I'm guessing there's a lot of people that can fall into that trap, right? Pretty quick.
Yeah, for sure. And you got to stay away from the dropship model. I mean, it's fine. It works, but you got to remember you're competing with a bunch of other people selling the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Now there's two different areas, right? You can dropship something everyone else has, or you can create your own product that no one has, what's called brand registry and your trademarks, and no one can sell that. That's yours. Yeah. So there's two routes you can go.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I think that's important because as much as I see it, I'm just, you know, there's probably a lot of other people that see that too, that, and it's not just the type of thing like, hey, become more successful. It's like make $1 million tomorrow by, you know, selling Amazon products that everybody buys on a daily basis. You just get paid. You know what I'm going, what in the world? Like,
yeah,
but people are obviously paying for it. Like people are obviously falling into that trap.
Yeah. We don't really dabble in there just because it's so volatile. It's so competitive and it's already competitive. So I would suggest if you were to jump in and do something, I wouldn't do those routes.
Yeah.
Just because I've seen how competitive it is, right? That worked 5 years ago really, really well because no one was doing it. But now people are kind of saying, hey, it's 7 to 10,000 for my course. Let me show you what to do. I would say come to us. I'll let you know for free what they're going to tell you on that course. And then I'll give you the resources to be able to go do it. And then we can work out a price together. Right.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And you can have your own product and you're not competing on phone chargers with, 10,000 other sellers.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. So going back to what we were talking about, how does a company know at what point, you know, if they're trying to do it on their own, or maybe they're with an agency and they're, you know, obviously if they're not happy, but maybe they're just trying to gauge where they're at and the success that they're seeing. How does a company know if they need to either get other help or they currently need help with what they're doing on Amazon? How do they gauge that?
Yeah. It's very difficult without like a team to help you master it, honestly, but going in with the mindset that it's a gamble, if you do it alone, but with an agency, like I said before, we've done this a lot. We've done this for so many different products and different companies that we know the risks and we've seen the failures. So it allows us to be able to take what we do and make you great, essentially. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Now tell me real quick, as we're kind of nearing the end here, as far as questions I've got for you, unless there's something you want to add. If people, you know, again, whether they're currently on Amazon or they're thinking about, or they have a product, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you if they've got questions?
Yeah, I would love to talk to anyone. Like I said, there's no pressure on, honestly. Yeah. I'm not that sales guy. And I want to preface that before even giving information out.
Yeah.
You will not be pressured into it at all. I am way more picky about who I take on than the other way around, right? It's an interview on both sides. But if you aren't interested, we have a website like anyone else, New Dawn. It's spelled NUDAWN ecommerce.com. That's the website that you can go in and fill out a free analysis. There's just a call to action button. You can hit that, or you can shoot me a text or call me. I'm the guy that is the gatekeeper, essentially. And you'll talk to me. So 801-822-4375 is my phone number. And that's the number that everyone calls on the website, wherever it is, and networking groups. But yeah, that's how you get in touch with us. You can shoot me an email. Email is at sales, S-A-L-E-S, at newdawnecom.com. So NUDAWNECOM.com. And those are the three places.
And I'll put that in the notes as well, so it's easy for people. But if somebody's just on the fly right now, It's good for them just to be able to hear it. And then the last but not least question I've got for you, obviously this is the Be Memorable podcast. What are you currently doing to make yourself and your company memorable? Like how are you standing out? How are people remembering you when it comes time to use your service?
Yeah. So I've got a fun one coming next year that I'm not going to announce just yet, but it does include my passion for vehicles.
Oh, nice.
And so it's a really cool new supercar that hopefully we can, you know, brand the outside of it in a bright color, but
awesome.
That's one, but the other ones are definitely like being very relevant at networking groups and, mm-hmm. and going around and making sure that they see me and I'm top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously you and I have talked about chocolate stuff, but we just recently met. So I'm excited to kind of get an idea of where that could take things, which I think it could really be beneficial for my client.
Yeah.
But I'd say those are the biggest ones. Like, yeah, just trying to always make sure I'm wearing my brand and staying relevant. Networking.
Yeah, I think it is those little things that make a big difference. And it's surprising how many, you know, don't do anything to make themselves memorable. So I always like to ask people, you know, to kind of give them an idea of what other people are doing to, you know, be out there and be memorable when it comes time to using their product or service.
So. And genuinely just caring about relationships, because that's going away lately. And I don't like that. I genuinely care about every one of my clients and people I meet. That's why Ty, you and I have gotten along. I feel like you and I connected right away when we first met. I'm like, okay, you're a good dude. We need to be friends.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree 100%. And to me, that's the way business should be done. You know, it's not about it's not the quantity, it should be the quality. And the, you know, if you want the quantity, it'll come as long as the quality's there. So,
and I'll be the first one to tell you, I do not have quantity, but I have very, very good quality people in my life. So,
and I love that. I love that. Well, thanks so much, man, for your time. I'll post all the details in the notes, and until next time.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Ty. Thank you.
All right, dude. Have a good one.
Have a good one, man.
Bye. We'll see you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Be Memorable podcast. I hope you took a ton of value from this episode. If you don't mind, please leave us a review. That helps us get the show out there. It also allows us to add more value to others. Thanks again.